In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. On this day of the Monday after the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, we continue reading from St. Peter's epistles, the second epistle. And if you will permit me a slightly private interpretation of the first line of his selection. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now what he's talking about here is that we must interpret the Scriptures in the light of the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reveals Himself to us individually, but especially and infallibly to us collectively, that is to the church collectively. And he goes on to say, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And he says and warns us, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily bring in damnable heresies, etc. So, the Holy Scriptures were written by men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the interpretation of these Scriptures must be also by men who are inspired by the Holy Spirit. An individual man by himself can make mistakes, absolutely. But the conscience of the church does not make a mistake. Now, let me say this about private interpretation then. I would say that if we want to understand the Scriptures, certainly we can read from the Holy Fathers. And there's thousands of pages of the Holy Fathers in any language, really. But even that is fraught with error, because if we're in our own room making our own interpretations, how are we to know that we are going to be correct? I would say that the best way to interpret the Scriptures, I have found in my own experience, is to hear the Scriptures in the church. To hear the Scriptures chanted. To hear the Scriptures read. To hear the Psalter. To hear the Gospel read during the liturgy. Or the Epistle during the liturgy, or sometimes during the vigil. To hear the prophecies read during the Vespers. Then there is a mystical happening. The Holy Spirit is present, and where two or three are gathered, there our Lord is among us. And we are not privately interpreting the Scriptures. We're interpreting them in the presence of our brethren and in the context in which they are read. I found over and over and over again how moved I am by hearing the Scriptures during the service. And something that seemed dry to me, or perhaps completely unintelligible to me, suddenly there is meaning in those words. There is something that touches my dark soul and enlightens it, even just a little bit. I'm not alone when I'm hearing the Scriptures in the services. I'm with others. And I'm also with the entire Church of God, because where a part of the church is, so is the whole church. And if I hear Scriptures that are read in the context of a given feast, well, it's clear that those Scriptures are there for a purpose. They are interpreting that feast. So, those things work together to help me to understand better. I understand that sometimes the Scriptures can be very, very difficult to understand. Since I became a priest and read them aloud, or even when I was a deacon, and read them aloud in the church, they have opened up more to me. I've not changed. My poor soul is still devoid of much understanding. But hearing them in the services has truly been enlightening. So, the Apostle says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Let's not privately interpret the Scriptures. Let's read them together. Let's hear them in the services. Let's hear the liturgy and listen to the Gospel carefully. I think this applies even more so to those sometimes forgotten services, such as vigil, and hearing the prophecies in vigil. when they're called for, hearing the matinal gospel. The scriptures truly are opened unto us during the services. The time of the services is a time when God especially sends His grace upon those who are careful and are listening and are praying. You become, if you permit me, smarter during the services. So let's not be alone. Let's interpret the scriptures together. Now, at the very end of the reading, the Lord says, St. Peter says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." The Lord knows how to help us. Well, I'm telling you this. The Lord doesn't help us just by some sort of magical process. He helps us by us struggling and begging Him for help, and His grace being revealed to us slowly by degrees. He doesn't give His grace by measure, but we cannot take His grace except by measure. It takes time for us to be able to assimilate the grace of God. And part of this assimilation is prayer and the following of the commandments. Basically, those are the two things we must do. Pray and follow the commandments. Now, the following of the commandments is basically mostly accomplished outside of church, because that's where you live most of your life. But prayer should be accomplished at all times. The church prayer is especially important because we are guarded by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and when we are listening carefully to the scriptures and to the other holy chants which are interpreting the scriptures, we are not privately interpreting. We are interpreting with the entire mind of the church. So, the Lord knows how to deliver us out of temptations, and part of that deliverance is, plain and simple, going to church and praying with care in church and listening to the scriptures in church. Doesn't replace listening to the scriptures if you have them on a CD or something, or reading them during the day. Absolutely, those things are all very, very important. But it's critically important to run to the church whenever there is a service, because that is when we are the most open to assimilating God's grace. May God help us to interpret the scriptures, not privately, but with the mind of the church. Amen.
This homily was given by Priest Seraphim Holland at the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church in the Dallas, Texas area. All rights are reserved. All of our homilies, both text and audio, are archived on our website. We also have an RSS feed of audio homilies and a blog called Redeeming the Time, in which we post original material on the scriptures, lives of the saints, and pastoral reflections. All these things may be found with links on the front page of our church's website, in addition to many other spiritual materials. The URL is http://www.orthodox.net. That's orthodox.net. Again, the URL is http://www.orthodox.net. May God bless you and help you in all things.